Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bert Jansch and his recording Rosemary Lane. We heard M'lady Nancy. Rosemary Lane has been reissued on Castle Records. This week, we continue our occasional feature focusing on one particular style of music. This time around, it's folk music from the UK, 101. The British folk music scene has been much more widely recorded and annotated than here in the States. In this week's program, we'll hear selections from classic early musicians and singers and trace the music all the way to today's new interpreters. We'll open the program with A.L. Lloyd, the important folk music collector, who, along with Ralph Vaughan Williams, transcribed and recorded traditional music and published his results and made them available to scholars and musicians. Creeping Jane is a song about a racehorse, not unlike Stewball. We'll hear Mr. Lloyd sing the classic song from a collection on Topic Records called Bold Sportsmen All. We'll follow that with a set of tunes from fiddler Jinky Wells and a great rendition of Spencer the Rover from Rob and Ron Copper. Here's A.L. Lloyd and Creeping Jane on the Sing Out Radio Magazine as we listen to folk music from the UK 101.
It being on the 8th of October last, the races was coming, the markets passed. I'd have bunny wee done a fine race mare. Twas Creeping Jane with her two split ears. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy righty. When first she trotted out on the ground, the sportsmen viewed her around and round. All they could say, you're Creeping Jane, she never be able to stand the strain. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy righty. Now when young Titchy got on her in time, we handed him up a glass of wine, saying, come, my boy, she'll want her fling. But you hull her in with a lively swing. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy righty. Now when she come to the very first mile, me Creeping Jane lay far behind, which made them gentlemen shout and say, here's £50 on the lively bay. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy righty. How can that be? The little boy cries, I'm sure this filly can win the prize. I've £50 of me master's money. I laid it all on the split he had done. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy right day. So when they come to the second mile, young Creeping Jane was still behind, which made a jockey to grin and say, my bonny wee dunny, you'll win the day. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy right day. And when they come to the very next post, he clapped his whip round her slender waist, and then she picked up her lily white feet, and she scudded along just a rollicking treat. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy right day. The very last mile they run that day, me bonny wee dun, she raced away, she left that lively bay behind. Which made them sportsmen to swear and blind. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy right day. So Creeping Jane this race has won, she scarcely sweat for a 4 mile run, she could gallop again round the blooming lot, while the others ain't able to raise a trot. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy right day. Now Creeping Jane, she's dead and gone, we never shall see her like again. Her sweet little body lies underground, all for to keep it from the hounds. Tiddy right, she's a fine mare, fight tiddy righty.
Thank you. words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who traveled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. He had been so reduced,
which caused great confusion,
and that was the reason he went on the roam. In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he had been on his rambles. Being weary of travelling, he sat down to rest at the foot of yonder mountain.
There runs a clear fountain
with bread and cold water he himself did refresh. It tasted more sweeter than the gold he had wasted, more sweeter than honey, and gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies,
lamenting their father,
brought tears in their eyes, which made him lament. The night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he dreamt about sighing,
lamenting and crying,
go home to your family and rambling forsake. On the 5th of November, I've a reason to remember, when first he arrived home to his family and wife. They stood so surprised
when first he arrived,
to behold such a stranger once more in their sight. His children came around him with their prittle prattling stories, with their prittle prattling stories to drive care away. Now they are united
like birds of one feather,
like bees in one hive, contented they'll be. So now he is a-living in his cottage, contented with woodbine and roses growing all around the door. He's as happy as those that
have thousands of riches.
Contented he'll stay and go a-rambling no more.
Thank you.
We're listening to folk music from the UK this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was Sonny and Patty Gallagher, and they were recording as Gargan's Athlone Accordion Band back in 1937 for The Soldier's Joy. That's on a great recording on Voice of the People series on Topic Records. Troubles, They Are But Few, Dance Tunes and Ditties. And before that, from the Copper family, actually Ron and Rob Copper, we heard Spencer the Rover, the classic song, and that's from their collection, the early recordings of the Copper family of Rottingdean, and that's on Topic Records as well. And before that, we heard from Jinky Wells, who's a wonderful fiddler and a dancer, and we heard The Flowers of Edinburgh, a Morris dance tune, and Bobbing Around. That's from the recording Rig a Jig Jig, Dance Music of the South of England, also on the Voice of the People series on Topic Records. And we let off that set with A.L. Lloyd from the collection Bold Sportsmen All. And we heard Creeping Jane. He was accompanied there on guitar by Peggy Seeger. That's on Topic Records from A.L. Lloyd. We're going to lead off this next set with the Ian Campbell Folk Group, recorded back in 1963, and a tune called Johnny Ladd. Listen for the fiddling of Dave Swarbrick on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
I bought a wife in Edinburgh for a Barbie. I got a farthing back again to buy tobacco.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheet with you, my Johnny Ladd.
When all King Arthur ruled this land, he was a thieving king. He stole 2 bowls of barley meal to make a white pudding.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheet with you, my Johnny Ladd.
That pudding, it was half a good, 'twas we'll filled it with plums. The lumps are sweet and yet were big as both the thumbs.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
Oh, Samson was a mefty man, he fought with Cuddy's jaws. He won a score of battles wearing crimson flannel bras.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
There was a man in Nineveh, and he was wondrous wise. He loped into a hawthorn edge and scratched out both his eyes.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
And when he saw they were scratched out, he was gay troubled then. So he leapt up to another bush and scratched him back again.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
Napoleon was an emperor, he ruled both land and sea. He was king of France and Germany, but he never ruled Battersea.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
On the royal tour of Glasgow, you should have seen the Queen playing football with the lads down on the Glasgow Green.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
The centre for the other side was scoring in great style. The Queen, she called a policeman and clapped him in the gyne.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
Oh, Johnny is a bonny lad, he is a lad of mine. I've never had a better young than I but 29.
And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd. And we you, my Johnny Ladd. I'll dance the buckles off my sheen with you, my Johnny Ladd.
Not a soul would look up, not a soul. like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times, if choose I may, 'twon't be rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In winter when the sky is grey, we engine, we ditch our times away. But in the summer when the sun shines gay, we go rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you, for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She laid her hand on me, and she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Last night she came to me, my dead love came in, and so softly she came, her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1730. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bert Jansch and his recording Rosemary Lane. And we just heard a tune called Sarah Bonda, which was written by Arcangelo Corelli. That's on Castle Records. We are listening to Folk Music from the UK 101 this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, we heard from Anne Briggs, recorded back in 1963. She's a rather reclusive singer. She stopped recording in about 1971 and disappeared for a bunch of years. But she came back this year and made a concert appearance. That was She Moves Through the Fair from 1963 from Anne Briggs. That's from a collection on Topic Records. And before that, the Watersons, Mike, Lau, and Norma Watterson, along with Martin Carthy. And we heard Country Life from their recording for Pence and Spicy Ale. It's issued in this country on Shanachie Records. And before that, we heard from Davy Graham and Shirley Collins from their recording Folk Roots, New Roots from back in 1964. And we heard their take on Nottam in Town. Davy Graham was a fabulous guitar player with a very distinctive style. And we let off that set with the Ian Campbell Folk Group from 1963 from their recording This Is the Ian Campbell Folk Group. We heard Johnny Ladd with Dave Swarbrick on the fiddle. That's included on the box set, The Transatlantic Story. We're going to move into the late 1960s now, when folk music took on just a little bit of a different bend, relating a lot to the rock and roll that was going on at the time. But the Young Tradition were a throwback band that sang unaccompanied vocals, made up of Heather Wood, Peter Bellamy, and Royston Wood. Here is the Young Tradition from 1968 and the Banks of the Nile on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, hark, the drums are beating, and I must haste away. The bugles sweetly sound, and I can no longer stay. We are called up to Portsmouth, and it's many a weary mile to fight the blacks and heathens on the banks of the Nile. Oh, Willie, dearest Willie, don't leave me here to mourn. Don't make me curse and rue the day that ever I was born. For parting from you, Willie, is like parting from me life. Oh, stay at home, dear William, and I will be thee wife. Oh, I'll cut off me yellow hair and go along with you. I'll dress myself in velveteen and go and see Egypt too. I'll fight and hold the banner, love and fortune it may smile, and we'll gather love and honour on the banks of the Nile. Your waist it is too slender, your features are too fine. Your body is too weak, me love, to stand a long campaign. The sultry sons of Egypt your precious health may spoil, and the sandy desert places on the banks of the Nile. Oh, cursed, cursed be the day that ere the wars began. They've taken out of England full many a fine young man. Our lands have gone to perish on that unwholesome soil, and they never will return from the banks of the Nile.
To see both sides of a quarrel is to judge without hate or love.
Oh, helpless and slow, and you don't have anywhere to go.
You take away
die
another he drinks up his wine, and they'll drink till their eyes are red with hate. Oh, those are a different kind. Oh, loveless and slow, and you don't have anywhere to go. When the rivers run thicker than trouble, I'll be there at your side in the flood. It was all I could do to keep myself from taking revenge on your blood. Oh, helpless and slow, and you don't have anywhere to go.
You gallant sportsmen all, come listen to my story. It's of the bold scoop ball, that noble racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man that bought bold scoop all over. He's a diamond of the land, and he rolls about in clover. The horses were bought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the noble riders. And some did shout a ride, the air was thick with curses, and on the grey Griselda the sportsmen laid their purses. Trumpet ended sound, they shot off like an arrow. They scarcely touched the ground, for the going it was narrow. Then Griselda passed him by, and the gentleman did holler, the grey will win the day, and Skewball he will follow. Then halfway round the course, up spoke the noble rider, I fear we must fall back, for she's going like a tiger. Up spoke the noble horse, ride on my noble master, for we're halfway round the course, and now we'll see who's faster. And when they did this course, bold Skewball flew like lightning. They chased around the course, and the grey mare she was taken. Ride on my noble lord, for the good 200 guineas, a saddle shall be of gold, when we pick up our winner. Bold Skewball grew quite handy, and horse and rider both ordered sherry, wine and brandy. And then they drank a health unto Miss Griselda, and all that lost their money on the sporting plains of Kildare. We'll be right back.
I was a young man back in the 1960s. Yes, you made your own amusements then, going to the pictures. Well, the travel was hard and a mean way, still used the wheel, but you could sit down at your table and eat a real food made. But hey, you young people, ooh, well, I just do not know. And I can't even understand you when you try to talk slow. Was Bob Dylan. And I used to do gigs too before I made my first million. That was way, way back before Wild World War III, when England went missing and we moved to Paraguay. But hey, you young people, I just do not know. And I can't even understand you when you try to talk slow. Well, I got a secret, and don't give us that way. I got some real food tins for my 91st birthday. And your grandmother bought them way down in the new antique food store. And for beans and for bacon, I will open up my door.
The Incredible String Band from their first, actually their second recording, The 500 Spirits or The Layers of the Onion from 1967 on Elektra Records in this country. We heard way back in the 1960s. And before that, we heard an early recording from Steel Eye Span, Ten Man Mop, or Mr. Reservoir Butler Rides Again. And we heard Scooball, which is related to the first tune we heard today, Creeping Jane, on Shanachie Records from Steel Eye Span. And before that, Fairport Convention released three albums in 1969. Unhalfbricking was the second one. We heard Genesis Hall. That was a Richard Thompson tune. That's been reissued on Island Records. And we let off that set with The Young Tradition and The Banks of the Nile. From their entire recorded collection is on BGO Records these days, a reissue company. But they originally recorded on Transatlantic, The Young Tradition. We're going to move up to today and some of the folks who are playing English traditional music. And Eliza Carthy has gone through many different incarnations in her career, playing with her family and also with her band. She has a new band called The Wayward Band, and her new recording is called Big Machine. This is a tune called Great Gray Back. Here's Eliza Carthy and The Wayward Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. never a man a wooing when that lacks these virtues three. A ruth of gold, an open heart, a cup of charity. King Henry's taken him to his hall for to make burly cheer. When loud the wind was heard to sound, an earthquake rocked the floor, and darkness covered all the hall where they sat at their meat. The greyhounds yowling left their food and crept to Henry's feet. And louder howled the rising wind, burst the fastened door. In there came a grisly ghost, stood stamping on the floor. Her hair was hanging at her heels, streaming with the rain. She said, it has been 7 long years since I felt fire's flame. Her teeth were like the tether stakes, hideous was her form. He's thrown to her his mantle, saying, lady, come into the warm. shone through the hall. Fairest lady that ever was seen lay between him and the wall. Oh, well, it's me, says Henry, how long will this vision last? Then up and spoke the lady fair, till all your days are past. For I was witched to a ghastly shape by my stepmother's skill, till I should meet with a courteous knight who'd give me all I will. And I've met many's the gentleman who's given me such fill, but never before is such a man who's given me all I will. Let never a man a wooing wend that lacks these virtues three, a ruth of gold, an open heart, a cup of charity.
You may recognize King Henry from Steel Eye Span's version, the song about bewitchment and metamorphosis. That's from the Furrow Collective and their recording At Our Next Meeting. That's on their own record label, King Henry. And before that, we heard from Eliza Carthy and her new band, The Wayward Band, from their new recording, Big Machine, and we heard Great Gray Back, a sea shanty of sorts. Features penguins. That's on Topic Records from Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band. Hope you've enjoyed our feature this week, Folk Music from the UK 101. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1730.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all